gym becomes a little bit fuller, a little bit more people get involved going to the gym. And thankfully, I didn't see any of you guys on those clips from epic gym fails that I saw on YouTube. So that is good. A few years ago, I decided that, you know, it was time to get a little bit better shape and stuff like that. And so, you know, I would begin to run and work out. And the thing that I hated the most about doing, I still can't really do it, is lifting weights. Lifting weights bothers me greatly. I just can't do it. Some of you love it. You go, you lift weights, you get stronger. I mean, I'd love to have like a bulging biceps or something like that. I don't know. But for me, weights are just, they're just too heavy. I mean, they just are too heavy. And I don't like to work that out. And many of you, I kind of lured you here. You saw a post that I put on Facebook about, hey, if you come here, I'm going to teach you how to lose weight. And much like Jesus, when Jesus came and he was teaching, he talked about how he was going to set up a kingdom. All the Jewish people thought he was talking about a physical kingdom, but he was really meaning stuff along the lines of a spiritual kingdom. And so today, we're going to talk about how we can get rid of some of the weight in our lives, some of the things that are bogging us down, some of those weights that are bothering us, that kind of hinder us, that make us, slow us down, that we just can't quite get rid of. I mean, maybe check out this video real quick. Why in our lives do we constantly carry heavy loads in our lives, heavy weights, heavy burdens in our lives when we don't have to? Why is it that we go through our days, and we go through our lives, we go through our work days, and maybe you are plagued with guilt? If you're a parent here today, guilt might be even number one, because as soon as that baby is born and your child is born, there's like guilt that sits in, like, am I going to be good enough? I'm going to screw this thing up. Well, what am I going to do? Automatically, guilt kind of fills in. So oftentimes we carry that burden of guilt. A lot of times we carry burdens of insecurity, meaning we have this idea, am I good enough? And can I tell you, one of the things that I'm working with students and teenagers is this seems to be a constant question and a constant thing that kind of goes in their mind over and over again. Am I good enough? Am I good enough? Am I good enough? And insecurity creeps in. And I wonder if that takes place in teenagers' lives, but I think that also takes place in our lives. Am I doing the right thing? Yesterday, we cleaned out my closet, which was great. We cleaned it out, barely cleaned it out, and I watched. But anyway, we cleaned out the closet together, and I was kind of going through some things, and I found a journal that I started writing, I think it was back in 2005 or 2006, so it was a long time ago. And you guys were born yet? I don't know. Anyway, I wrote it, and I remember kind of reading through it, and some of the things that I had written then are still some of the feelings in which I have now. Am I doing good enough? Am I doing good enough when it comes to the students? Am I presenting the message the right way? Am I loving them enough? Am I doing that? And some of the same things that I struggled with then are still some of the same questions from time to time that I have now. Maybe you're struggling here with the burden of grief or pain in your life. This year is already, you know, it's only January, whatever, 28th, right? It's only January 28th, and you already thought that this year was going to be the best year ever, but your 28 days year is, and this year has been tough. And this year has been difficult, and this year has been hard, and you're carrying these burdens of trying to figure it out, of how you're going to make it through the next 11 months of the year, or the next few weeks, or even this week. Or maybe you go to your jobs, and things just there aren't going well. You go to the office, and on Sunday, you're like, okay, I'm ready to go back. But by Monday at 10 o'clock, you are exhausted. You are wiped out. You are tired. You are burnt out. You are frustrated. You are angry. It is hard. And you're like, am I doing any good? And you carry that burden with you. And so my question is, why are we carrying those burdens if we don't have to? And let me explain. Jesus says this in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. He says this, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Some of you, that seems awesome right now. Some of you, your souls are restless. You are tired. You are tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses. You are worried about health things. And you are worried about financial things. And there's fear that has crept into your lives. And as a result, you are tired of carrying this burden. And that verse, that idea that you want to find real rest for your soul, really speaks to you. Because verse 30 says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, what I love about these verses is they're so real and they're so applicable to where a lot of us are here in our lives. Because a lot of you here today would say, you're tired, you're spent, you're burnt out. You don't know how you're going to make it another day, another week. You're carrying on the way that you walk. And so maybe here today it's time to release some of that weight. Maybe it's time to get rid of some of those burdens. What I love in these verses is Eugene Peterson in The Message. He says it this way. The same verses, just kind of worded a little different. He says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, and look at this, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, and work with me, and watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. One of the things that when I speak from time to time through the year that you're going to probably hear a lot about is this idea of walking with Jesus. Because I love kind of how that is. It's walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. There's a rhythm there. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. And I think what happens to us in our lives, especially those that have been Christians for a very long time and they've been followers, is we begin to sense this obligation. And we say that we're living for Jesus. We're living for God. But what that for does, when we say that we're actually living for God, it kind of becomes an obligation. It kind of becomes something that we are just doing because God needs us. You see, we have this idea that and this arrogance about us that God needs you to come to church, or God needs you to serve in your areas. And if you didn't do that, then God the things wouldn't get done. And you see, who are we to think that God needs us? God doesn't need you to come to church, all right? I'm not saying that you shouldn't come, but God doesn't need you to come. He doesn't need you to do anything. But we have this idea about us that God is in desperate need of us. And so with that saying, we kind of get this little chip on our shoulder. We think, oh, I'm living for God. I'm doing this for Jesus. I'm doing this ministry for God. And what it should be and how it should be is we're doing this ministry with Jesus. We're doing our life with Jesus. See, Jesus just isn't a part of it. He is the whole thing. He isn't just a little bit of your life. He is the whole entire thing. He is your reason, and he gives you purpose, and he walks with you, and he works with you. And that's what it's about. I think that's what the Christian life is all about. And so in these verses, one of the things that I love is Jesus talks about a yoke. And for us, it's kind of hard. We have tractors, like John Deere tractors and stuff, so we don't really understand what a yoke really is. But back in the day, all right, a long time ago, what they used to do, you know, back in the 90s, what they used to do, they used to take ox, and they would put them together. And what they would happen is they would take one strong ox, and they would pair it with a weaker ox. And so they would put it together, and they would yoke them together with that harness that's up there. And what they would do is, so the heavier ox, the stronger ox, could bear the burdens of a smaller ox that could not bear the weight of the job that needed to be done. And I wonder in our lives if what a beautiful illustration and what a beautiful thing of what it means to walk side by side with Jesus. Because he's the heavier ox. And he's going to take the brunt of everything. And he's going to, his burdens are light. Because he takes the heavy burdens from us and allows us to walk freely. You see, this week, Jackson and I had a baseball meeting here at the church. I think it was Tuesday night, and so I had him, he came over and was helping me set up chairs and stuff like that. And he tried, but he wasn't, you know, as strong. Again, I'm not strong. We'll talk about it. I don't like to lift weights or anything along those lines. But being bigger, and I could lift more chairs than him and get it done faster. But he tried, and he did what he could do. And I think that's an illustration of kind of what this verse is talking about. Is listen, sometimes we're not strong enough. Sometimes we can't bear the brunt of everything, but we have a stronger ox. We have a stronger person that is there and will take the burdens from us and allow us to live our lives freer and with more joy and with more peace. But the problem is, it's hard for us to give that up. It's hard for us to get to the point in our lives where we release those burdens and we release the pain in our lives, and we give it over. So a couple things here today. Releasing the burden requires you to identify the problem. First, you have to identify what is it in your life that's causing the burden. Where is it that you are carrying a burden that you're not meant to carry? Where is it in your life that you're trying to control something that you cannot control? Where is it in your life that you're scared to give it up? Why? Are you scared to give it up? What is the fear with giving up your burden? What is the fear with doing that? Is God not in control? Is he not walking side by side you? What is it in your life that you need to identify as your fear? Identify as your burden. And why are you fearful of giving it up? Releasing the burden requires right now that you identify the burden. Releasing the burdens requires you to actually let it go. Right? We can bust out of some of these ladies if you can sing the song, but I cannot sing. But thank you. All right. Good. Very good. Make sure most of you are on worship team. The rest of you can join them on Wednesdays. But with that said, let it go. Seriously, we have to get to the point in our lives where we're going to let it go. We're going to let it go. We're going to come to the point and we're going to say, God, I don't understand why this happened. God, I don't get why you allowed this to go on. I don't understand why you would do things. But I'm going to come to the point in my life where I'm going to let it go. And I'm going to give it over to you. And I'm going to trust that you are God and I am not. And I'm going to help you. And I'm going to trust that you know what you're doing. Because let me be honest with you. When we look at the things that happen in our lives, even myself, I question why would God allow certain things to happen? Why does God let that happen? I mean, if you look at some of the things that have went on in our church over and over again over the last year, and it hasn't necessarily been a conflict problem, but it has been, we have experienced pain and loss. And I know just looking out at you guys, that there are several of you that have dealt with this that from time to time this year, that this year has been tough over the last year or so for one reason or another, because it's a family thing or a job thing or maybe it's both. I don't really know. But I know that there is pain here. And I know that sometimes we hold on to that pain when we have no reason to hold on to that pain. And when Jesus just says, let it go and I will take that from you. Give that to me and let me take that. You see, one of the hardest things for me this year happened back in March. It was the death of Ashley. Because I remember kind of the couple years before that she had been coming here and stuff like that, really trying to kind of invest a little bit more into her spiritual life and trying to help and guide her in that sense. You know, we had a connection, whether it was through softball or her working at the school or whatever. And so really trying to invest in that. And so when she passed away in March, man, that was hard. Now, for numerous reasons. But one of the things that was hard was because I thought, did I do enough? Did I invest enough? Did I do enough in those senses? And there was guilt that kind of plagued me. And so for me, I had to identify, why was it that I was carrying this burden of not being good enough and not doing it? And then I had to get to the point where I let it go. In a second, Jolene is going to come on up and kind of strum for us as we kind of go over the last part. But you have to identify where you're at. You have to identify your burden. What is it right now that you're holding on to, that you shouldn't hold on to anymore? Maybe it's pain. Maybe someone has hurt you greatly in your life, and you're holding on to that grudge because you don't want to release that to Jesus. You're like, that is my thing, and I want to hold on to that. And maybe that's wearing you down. And maybe that extra weight is making you tired and worn out, burned out on religion. And maybe it's more than just simply you carrying yourself, because you have a God that loves you. You have a God that set it up greatly in our favor. I want to explain this for you. If you want to release your burden, you have to embrace God's love.
Let me explain to this. I think sometimes we lose track of what it means for God to love us. We lose track of the actual goodness of God and His love. And we begin to question, and we ask ourselves these questions. Why does God allow these things to happen? Why is there evil in this world? Why did He have to send Jesus to die on the cross for our sins anyway? Couldn't He just have made the thing different and the system different? And these are all good questions. And I guess to start it off, we have to kind of go back to the beginning of how God is. We have to understand in His character, He is just. In His character, He is consistent. In His character, He is holy. You see, we're not Pinocchio. God didn't create us to be Pinocchio. He is not our puppet master, and we are His puppets. It doesn't work that way. God created us with free will. He created us with the ability to make choices. And with that choices, it's our choice to follow Him. It's our choice not to follow Him. These are the choices in which we have in our lives. We are free to make these choices. He didn't create us, again, saying you have to follow me, you have to worship. Because that's not consistent with what God wants. He wants us to choose to follow Him. God, love is a choice. And with that, us loving God is a choice. So back in Genesis, God loved us so much that He set us up for success right off the bat. And I think we mess up this a little bit. But if you read in Genesis chapter 2, this is what it says. The Lord God planted a garden of Eden in the east. And there a place of man He had made it. The Lord God made all sorts of trees grow up from the ground, trees that were beautiful and produced delicious fruit in the middle of the garden. He placed the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God placed the man in the garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord God warned him, "You may freely eat of the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you will surely die." You see what I like about this? Is God set it up forever in our favor. Like He said, listen, there are trees everywhere. You eat all those trees. You can have that, but just stay away from this one tree. You see, oftentimes we think that was like a 50-50 choice. Like, if I go left, I go right. But it wasn't. It was God's in His grace. He gave us multiple of trees in which to choose from. Because He gave us free will, and we are sinful kind of by nature, and we are selfish by nature, we chose the wrong tree. We chose to be disobedient. And that allowed sin to kind of enter the world. Because it's in our nature of sin. And we have to understand that because of this, because of our sin, that separates us from God. Because of that, and because God's character is consistent and He is just, He can't just go, "Oh, my bad, let's set something new, set something different." He can't do that because in God's complete character, He is just. He is holy, He is just. And so there has to be justice, and there has to be penalty for sin, and there has to be a sacrifice that takes place as a result to cover up the sin. So God, in His incredible love for us, and what He did is amazing. He stepped down out of heaven. He said, "Listen, I'm going to go step down out of the glories of heaven, and I'm going to go down to my creation, be a part of my creation, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer myself up. I'm going to get nailed to a tree in which I created. I'm going to get crucified by my very own creation." That is the love in which Jesus has and that God had for us. I think we miss that sometimes. That God came and He chose, because love's a choice, to love us, to lay down His life so that we can have access to Him, so that we can walk with Him, so that we don't have to carry these burdens of life anymore. God so loved the world. You see, He loved us so much that He knew very well that there was going to be people in this world that was going to reject Him, that was not going to follow Him. But yet, you know what He did? He loved them still, and He still chose to die for them. For God so loved the world. And I wonder here today,
is if we need to embrace God's love a little bit more in our lives, and we need to realize that there are things that are going on in our hearts, and there's things that are going on in our lives, that we don't have to carry that weight anymore, that today we can live freer. Because you know what happens? As Christians, we come here to worship on Sunday morning, but by Monday morning at 10 o'clock, we are so stressed out, we are so, so burnt out, we are so heavy laden, we are so burdened, and I wonder if it's because we're carrying things that we're not meant to carry. And we haven't let go the burdens and the pain and the things in our lives that we need to let go. Because you see, Jesus died for us. He bought us and paid for us for all the price of his life. And we live like we're still trapped. We live like we are still under the penalty of sin. And we don't live our lives with freedom. And we don't live our lives with joy. We don't live our lives with peace. And the world would be different. And your life would be different if we experienced this freedom in which Jesus had. And we lived it out Monday through Friday, every day of the week, no matter what. So I think sometimes we don't embrace God's love like we should. So why are we carrying the burdens? A few years ago, some of you know this. You know, but about 2005, my brother was killed in a car accident. One of, if not the toughest times of my life. And to kind of make a long story short, it was during that time that my mom found salvation. So it was during some of the times of immense pain and immense difficulty that there were moments of rejoicing. There was moments of God taking a tragedy and making it victorious. And so can I challenge you today that maybe your biggest distraction, your biggest disappointment right now, God can change and he can take place and he can turn that mess into something great. Because that is the God that we have. We have a God that came from heaven to love us so much that runs to the pain in our lives and carries the burden and the yokes with the yokes we don't have to carry anymore. Would you bow your head with me for a second? Where are you at? What are you carrying on to right now? That you don't have to. It's making you tired. Remember, Jesus said, walk with me, work with me, watch out with me. Get away with me and you'll find real rest. Carry how much it is. Show how much weight that you actually lost. And I wonder here today if we need to lay that down and realize that we don't have to carry that anymore. Father, you know our hearts. You know where we're at today. Father, if there's someone here that has never trusted you as our Lord and Savior, never trusted you to gave their life over to you, to follow you, to make that choice. God, make that day today. Would you challenge them and give them and help them to realize that that's a decision that they need to make. Father, if we're here today and we have a burden that's too heavy and we're carrying it too much, would you help us?